Everything seems quiet and cleaned up. The streets are empty. Everything else around us seems very quiet today. There were no threats. We went on the rooftop. We heard gunshots right now, earlier. People are going to the green square, Sahel Khadra, and they're yelling, Al-Fatah, Al-Fatah. It's merely because of his lecture tonight, or whatever, his talk. Everyone's just going out in the streets and waving green flags. We had a phone call from a friend. She said that her neighbor's family was, two of their sons were killed. And this was yesterday. And today they're waving the green flag out of their backyard and just saying, because of what the threats he said. And that's so far what we have today. We don't know tomorrow what he has planned for us and how are people gonna react after his speech. Grew a lot of fear, beginning with family members we have. People are giving up and thinking after his speech, like some say it's just a threat, it's just talk. He's not gonna really do it. We just don't know yet. We're gonna wait until tomorrow because he said he'll implement whatever he said in his speech by tomorrow. So right now, people in Benghazi, our family in Benghazi said, we're not going to listen to him. They're still going to be, standing tall against him. And whatever happens basically happens. Majority of his threats were that he's going to be cleaning house by house, street by street. So, I mean, what we understood from it is that he might be coming in with force, army force. We heard the two ships that went to Benghazi actually left, teamed up with I guess went with a Shab instead of everybody else. I mean, the army.